Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording and then we're going to go over why would the lords of one because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a prophet. Now who fights the prophet? Huh? Who fights the prophets to stop? Huh? The lords don't want to change the situation. Why? Because they have advantage. Yes, they have been treated like God on earth. Okay, like for example, in the Persian system, before in the past, in the Persian Empire, they used to classify people into four levels. So, if this is God, they classify people into three levels. So, they say the first level are people who are created from the head of God. And those, the ones who are created from the head of God, are the kings and leaders and princes and all of this, and princes.
You have two votes?
Yes.
Exactly.
So the one who is created,
your hand's shaking.
I take a medication that makes my hand shake.
Serious?
Yeah, that's a side effect of the medication. All right. So, the lords don't want this. Now, look at this. If this is God, let's say if this is God, in their imagination, this is God. So, they go like this. They go like this, with a pyramid. Okay? So, the ones who created from the head of God are kings, leaders. It's called caste system. This is called what? Caste system. The caste system is that they rank people into categories, and they don't allow anybody to get out of his or her category. Okay, so this is the head. Now, the next one are the ones the created from the hand of God are the professional people. And now how professional, is it one F or two Fs?
Is it
C-A-S-T-E
or is it just...
No, it's okay. I mean, you tell me if it's wrong. Does it have two F or one?
One.
One, that's right. Professionals. So the professionals are created from the arm of God. All right? And then they have the thighs. And those soldiers. Actually, yes, soul. Did I spell soldiers right?
No.
So that's the I and E. And the I in front of the E.
It's soul.
Yeah,
there.
Okay. Soul.
Sold ears.
The I.
No, no,
no.
The soul. No,
I just need one. Thank you. Thank you. All right. The soldiers are created from the thigh of God. Thighs of God. And Finally, these are professionals, these are soldiers. And finally, the slaves are created from what? From the foot of God, or from the feet of God. So, het, like royal, and then professional, arms, soldiers, thighs, thighs, and no, just say it when you when you're there. Thighs, spell thighs. Thighs, okay. So, thighs, I publish these things, so I wanted the spelling to be right. Anybody, thighs, right? So, this is a thigh. So, thighs with S or ES?
Yes.
S, okay. So, soldiers created from the thighs, and this is the slaves created from the feet of God. Okay. Now, basically, every layer, okay, has superiority over the layer below. There's no justice. So, do you know if one of those three layers, a person from one of those three layers, wants to meet the emperor? Okay? The emperor here at the very bottom. You know that they require that person to come and sleep on the ground, facing his head down, sleep on the ground. And he has to hold his breath for as long as the other person speaking to the emperor about the needs of this guy. You got it? So when you need something from the emperor, you need to take with you an advisor or a consultant, okay? And then go in. This consultant will get an appointment for you. When you get your appointment, you lay, you sleep on your face down, you hold your breath, okay, until he's done asking for you a favor. Because your breath is dirty, and the emperor cannot rebreathe your breath. And then, you guess, the most of the time where you're holding your breath, it is a time where he is saying, praising the king or the emperor. So he says, your majesty, we all admit your superiority. And then he keeps saying that, and the guy's holding his breath. And then at the very end, he mentions, oh, and this worthless slave begs of you to get this and to get that. Can you get out of your caste system? No. You might say that the world today is better. Yes. But do we have caste system in the world today?
No.
That was in the Persian Empire. Go ahead.
It's P-E-E.
Thank you.
And S. No, wait.
Oh, Persian.
Yeah. S-S-E-S-I-E.
Thank you. Thank you, dear. The Persian Empire, these are the Persian Empire. Now, how about today? Do we have a caste system today? Do we have a caste system?
Huh? There
must be some.
No.
Right. Listen to me. Listen. We do have a caste system today. Raise your hand. Left hand. Left hand, yeah. Okay, the next time is going to be you. So, there is a caste system in today's world called First World. Second World. And Third World. Okay? First, second, and third. Okay, the people who live in the third world, like Egypt, like Sudan, like Saudi Arabia, like Jordan.
How is that a third world?
Because the people over there have much less ratio of education. Like, for example, you might say here, every 1 million have one person that's not educated. Over there, it's like 40-50%. And then they don't have money. And the income level is so, so small and inadequate for them. Their income is way below the poverty line. You got it? So, you left your hand down. You brought your hand down. Okay. Bring it down. It's enough. So, now, this is a caste system. But the good thing about this caste system today is that they allow you to go up in your caste by immigration. So you go from here to here by immigration. So immigration will take you from the third world into the first world. Probably our parents, all of us, I'm an immigrant, American. Your parents probably are immigrants. Immigrant means naturalized. It doesn't mean that we're born here. It means naturalized. You guys are probably born here.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. So you're not...
India?
You're not aware...
Pakistan.
You're not aware of the fact that your father and I came from the third world. With an immigration visa, we became part of the first world. So, alhamdulillah, but there are so many people in Egypt and in the third world are below poverty line. Now, the first world have to be blamed for this. Why? You know, Las Vegas, they waste food and throw it in the trash. Every day, 200 tons of food are thrown in the trash from those open buffets in Las Vegas. Do you know that when we grow too much wheat, like the one we used to do the bread, the extra wheat, we throw it in the ocean. Why we throw it in the ocean? To keep the price up. You know, the demand and the offer. So if the offer is much more than the demand, then the price goes what? Down. So they figure out, okay, to keep the demand high so the price is high. How to do this? By throwing the extra where? In the ocean. We don't offer it to the poor people. Okay? You got it? So those lords here, they hate Islam. These lords hate Islam. Because Islam orders the justice of distribution or fair distribution, of wealth and power. So, do they want fairness? No. They don't want fairness, because it works against them. So Allah, to the people of the town, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. But why every time you want to go to the bathroom? Habibi, dear, why every time you need to go to the bathroom? Can you go to the bathroom in the break? Because every week you want to go to the bathroom.
I don't
know. Huh? Okay. So the people of the town, this is the town, Allah sent one messenger, the first messenger. First messenger. They gave him a hard time. He couldn't do anything. So Allah sent the second messenger. Again. And then the third messenger. And those three messengers couldn't do it. They tried to talk people out of the nonsense. Now, those people, the lords are afraid that the masses will, that outnumber them, will follow the prophet and take over. You got it? Because there's something called balance of power. The elites have soldiers protecting them. So they have these soldiers protecting them. And then they are paying them good money and giving them good advantages so that they defend them. Okay? So we have a large number of soldiers and the prophet is alone. Now when the prophet starts preaching, what happens to the people?
Preaching?
Yes, preaching. Like calling, talking people out of nonsense and bring them to guidance. The lords are mad. Why? Because it is scary to them. It is scary to them. Because the more the numbers are coming in, the more scared the lords. Got it? So the prophet is alone. Every time a person believes, then becomes under the leadership of the prophet. So the lords are scared. Why? Because when the prophet has enough number of people, he can overthrow the lords and take over. You got it? So they want to stop people from believing into the prophet. They use force to stop people from following the prophet. Now, here we come, a third person called, he's not a prophet, called Habib al-Najjar. Habib al-Najjar. This pen giving me a hard time. Guess what Habib al-Najjar did? He walked into the people and he said, follow the messengers. Suddenly, there was a crowd, and this crowd was confrontation between the messengers, and the masses. So they debate. He said, worship Allah. Who is Allah? He is in heaven. We can't see him. If there is anybody up there, let him touch my back. The messengers say, how about those guys, idols? They say, those are visible to us. We can see them. We can talk to them. But God, we can't see. We can't talk to. You got it? The problem with the pagans is that they cannot imagine God without having an object. They want a picture. They want an object. Okay? So that they worship that object. So they say, we can see those gods. They're right there. But your God is in heaven. Nobody sees him. He forgot all about us or something like that. So they, and then also the pagans have another problem. They say that the power of God is too much to be in one unit. So they say the powers of God are too much to be in what? One unit. So they divide gods. They divide God into gods. Say this God is for the rain. This God is for newborn babies. This God is for the pregnancy. And this God is for... And then they bring these gods fighting together. Like if you read the history books, you bring stories about Greeks where they are... Greeks' gods are fighting together. The goddess of rain did not like the goddess of thunder, and then they got in a fight. Why do they do that? They cannot imagine that all these powers of God can be in one unit. So they divide them. You got it? You understand this concept? Raise your left hand. Do you understand this concept? No, left hand. You got that? Okay. So now, there was a debate and confrontation between them, the good people and the bad people. The good people are the messengers, and the bad people are the people, the leaders, the lords of the town. So while they are debating, a guy from the crowd came out, and he said, "Oh, my people, follow the messengers. Follow them. What's wrong with you? Just follow them. Follow them because they are not asking you for a fee." And here's a key word here. The word, the messenger, is he asking the people for a fee? Yes. Oh. Go, put their hand down. Is he asking the people for a fee?
No.
No. So they say, follow the ones who don't ask you for a fee. If he's... Go ahead. So he's not asking you for a fee. You got it? So just follow him. Follow them. These guys are already following the guidance. So they are already doing well. Why don't you just follow them? What's wrong with you? And then he said, I am a follower of them. Hello, everybody. I am a follower of them, these prophets. I am a follower of these prophets. Okay? And I am not going to substitute God for these objects. This is nonsense you're talking about. We're not going to substitute God into these objects. This is nonsense you're talking about. So what they did to him is that they attacked him. They put him on the ground. They pushed him to the ground. And then they started
stepping
on him. So what happened to him?
Hurt.
He died. He died as what? Shaheed, right? Because they kept stepping on him until he died. Yes, becomes a martyr. And when you become a martyr, what happens to you? Huh?
You go to heaven and ask for... I don't know if you're heading for something about there.
You go into... Yes, you go into the body of a bird, which is green bird. You know, flying in Jannah.
Yes. You can't be human?
You're human in the day of judgment.
And then when you're in Jannah, you can't be a human?
In the day of judgment, inshallah.
You can't be human, you can only be a bird.
When, before the day of judgment? Yes, because everybody else is waiting in the graves for the day of judgment, okay? The martyr is not waiting. He's given a body right away. The problem with death is that your soul is taken out of your body. So you lose your body. You got it? And then in the day of judgment, you're given another body back. So you have a body. Between those times, you're dead. You're dead. So here what happens is that Allah will give a special treatment to those who die as martyrs. This special treatment is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send them to Jannah with the body of a bird. Now, Allah takes them to Jannah right away. So Allah sent the angels and they took him to Jannah. Guess what did he do when he went to Jannah? He said, I wish my people know about this. He was so impressed. And he says, I wish my people know about this. Allah forgave me and blessed me with this Jannah. Allah forgave me and blessed me on this Jannah. Then what happens next? What happens next in the ayat is that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys the non-believers, the bad town. The bad, usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy people in two cases. The first case, they have a prophet and the prophet failed to make them, to talk them into, out of this nonsense. To talk them out of this nonsense. So that is the first reason or the first thing that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy a town. The second thing is that if the prophet makes a prayer to Allah, supplication to Allah to take away, to destroy his town. Alright? So two cases. One, the people become hopeless case and the prophets are not able to make any changes. Number two, go ahead. Number two is that the prophet prays to Allah to destroy the town. So two things that make Allah destroy the town. Number, for example, would Allah destroy a town today?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yeah. There is no direct prophet that went into to preach to them. Okay.
Unless the day of judgment arrived, because then one holy man would come, but then there also have to be no more Muslims left in the world. So.
Right. But the bottom line is that unless the prophet fails to change, make it changes, or the prophet, unless the prophet failed to make it changes, or the prophet prays for Allah to destroy his people, then this is not going to happen. Alright? Okay. So you guys are dismissed.
Can we take your backpack because we have to go? He's putting it on the website. Just Richard, just in case.
Yeah, sure. Usual. Summarize the clause into this say. Go to the website, Ali. Write down the website. And then you'll see there everything.
32,
and I have like 64. Okay, so you go there and you find the homework and you find the clause. No. I can take a picture of the board. One to 12.
Third period?
Yeah.